It's episode 9. Bethany walks away from Carol and ends up naked on the floor. Luann proves she isn't a loser. And Ramona cusses out Bethany while her dog is in the street. It's all starting right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, my, my, my.
Why is it so quiet?
I don't know if I've heard this song before.
Turn it up, Brie.
Yeah,
give me some lights.
Spark up. Okay, Soul Train is probably on. If this was Leon, he would do a lip sync for his life.
Okay, and I would be winning. Sashay, you stay, honey. It is Thursday night. We're here. It's Real Housewives of New York City After Show for AfterBuzz TV. Welcome. We're here and we're bloated. Let's just say that.
Are we?
We'll leave it at that.
No,
Me and Ronnie are. Me and Ronnie are. We were talking about it.
I had a can of tuna and like, it's, yeah. Oh, it's going to be
a can
rough
of tuna
one.
And he's here and we have to deal with it, folks. So consider yourself lucky.
I'm sorry.
I am your host, Leon Castillo. And I'm here with my panel, full panel, my family.
Yeah, we are growing. Oh, and we have a big announcement at the end of the episode also.
We do have a huge announcement. We have some news and gossip. We're going to do our Twitter Sphere segment. We have a lot to cover.
Yeah. Oh, and first, Ronnie Jr., that's the name. Hello.
Hey, guys. Chelsea Sexton's happy to be back.
How was your flight, darling?
Flight was horrible. I hate long flights, but the trip was great.
Did you drink?
On the flight? No, but the whole day leading up to it, yes. Okay. I slept on the flight.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
I know.
Holidays and Confused. We didn't play the Days and Confused song. Brie had something to say about it. But I just wanted to dance a little bit. I'm sorry.
You did it. You did that. No problem.
Well, mom and dad are fighting and everybody's scared. That's what we opened up the show with. Bethany and Carol are still going at it. Dorinda's the referee. And Bethany just keeps walking away. And Carol's just giving her a taste of...
her own medicine.
Bethany?
Yeah.
Here's a mirror. Look at how you act. And by the way, was this or was this not the episode that, like, everyone went crazy for? Like, I think I think people have been saying since episode 1 of season 10 that, like, whoa, this is the franchise that kind of steps above the rest. Especially Beverly Hills wasn't doing too good.
It was boring.
Right. And so we've been saying that the last couple of weeks. But this may have been the episode that so much went on that things like a candle in the eyeball really meant nothing to the episode. You know what I mean? Like, it was one of those really...
Twitter was on fire.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I love watching... you know what? I felt bad, like everyone else did. Like, it hurt to see Carol and Bethany go at it.
Agreed.
And so... But it also felt good to see Carol give it to Bethany at the same time. So... It was awkward, but it was.
I was Ramona. I was frozen in the corner like this.
Or Tinsley.
Awkward. Tinsley was like, "Mom and Dad, please stop fighting. I don't want you to get a divorce.
Don't want two Christmases." Yeah.
And Dorinda's like, "Sam, make it right, everybody."
Well, I also loved Luann's interjections about Adam.
Hysterical. I don't give a shit about Adam. I'm like, thank you, Luann.
No one asked you.
But a psh, like, thank you for that. You met him in my kitchen. He's a boy from the Midwest.
Right. Slept on my couch for 6 months.
You're so drunk, and I love it.
All these comments just sort of came out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, everything was just getting shot off. No one was safe. You know, for even Luann to get attacked in that way. It was,
thrown in the mix.
Yeah.
Was it Carol's going against Luann?
Carol was like, you didn't even say congratulations. You said Luann was a loser. And Luann's like, what did I do? She's like, you know, and like she just changed. And but she was like, you think I care about what you think?
But the best part about it was Bethany didn't deny saying it either. She's like, I don't know. I know I thought it. Like, it was like.
That's what she was saying. But inside her mind and in the confessional, she was like, can't trust this biatch anymore. Gee, she's throwing all my dirty laundry out there.
I mean.
Which is a challenge. I do think it is a challenge when you confide in somebody and it's not necessarily talking trash. But then all of a sudden, you know that that friend is liable to give out everything we shared a secret on. I mean, that is, even though Bethany's in the wrong and Bethany couldn't, like, control it and she had to say, yes, I actually said these things, probably. it still doesn't make you feel comfortable because you've shared intimate details with
a
friend.
She's like, you're freaking me out. Stop giving away my secrets. Stop!
Oh, yeah. That when Bethany was like, you're scaring me. I was like, what are you afraid of? Like, what is there to be afraid of?
So does this sound
of the secrets coming
out? Yeah, I
out.
Guess so. But, like, I just feel like this is the first time someone actually confronted her. Ringleader. Yeah, confronted her in a way in which she felt a little bit threatened. And I loved it.
So does this panel obviously think Carol won? Is there a winner? Or are you kind of, like how you said, I don't like to see two friends fight, especially if they're actual friends.
It's too early. It's too early.
Yeah, I agree.
It's too early, and the night is young, and we're just still, like, barely getting drunk, you know? they still have a lot of drinks to go through, so I don't know. Luann wasn't done with the comments, you know? It was funny because when she told Bethany, do you think I care about what you think? Bethany was like, a little bit. Yeah, I think you do. Like, you have lipstick on your face. Do you care about that? Luann's like, I do care about that. Thank you. You're right. I do care a little bit. Now, who's going to die? I'm like,
that was funny.
I am just loving every second of this party. Everyone is just super drunk. But I've been that person where everyone's drunk, but then something happens and you kind of sober up and you're like, I can't. I just have to go upstairs. And she left and ended up naked. The floor with Dorinda, boobs
that was
out.
Funny. And they're so nonchalant. Like, Dorinda just reaching over, like, jiggling her chest.
She's like, they're not going to stop me.
That was a very drunk night.
Really close.
They were trashed by 9 o'clock. I wanted to ask you guys what you thought about, like, Carol's, like, wordsmithship. Is that a word? Wordsmith.
It was great.
I mean, the one thing that really got me is she said to them, or she said to Bethany, she goes, wait, so now are you the victim in the situation? Like,
yeah.
She was really strong. But I say all that, and I also say, I also watched it a second time. I do feel like Carol was off a little bit, too, and that's something I didn't think before. Well, but you mentioned that, and now I'm starting to see.
Off in what way?
Well, of course it was off, because nothing got resolved. They just didn't, I don't know, it's weird. It's funny how Sonya said, she can never articulate anything. And then she was like, she just can't seem to articulate herself. I'm like,
is this the pot calling the kettle black? What is going on here?
Yes, it is.
I just think that they were so stuck on, like, the silly logistics of things that they weren't actually talking about what the issue was. It was, well, no, you didn't call me about Adam. Yes, I did talk to you about Adam. And, like, that's what they were going back and forth about, not about what the actual issue was. Like, we don't even know why. And then I thought this was petty when they were in the room. And Bethany,
after they went upstairs,
yeah. And Bethany comes and it's her and all the girls are having all the fun downstairs. But Bethany is like, you are into selfies now. You are into fashion and your hair. And
yeah,
just
what the
like,
hell
like, I'm
is
like,
that
what
about?
Does that matter? Like, who cares if that's what she's into?
I think.
And like, that kind of just was like, are you jealous that she kind of got her groove back? Or
what,
like,
if she's,
what is wrong with any of that? I didn't get it.
She backpedaled so much in the beginning, I don't think she knew which way was up by the time she got upstairs.
Yeah.
I think she was really rattled because even though Carol wasn't really, I don't know, you know how I feel about Carol. Like, I'm not fully, like, all about Carol. Even though I really like that she's giving Bethany a taste of her own medicine, I'm not fully on board with everything because they're both not really articulating well.
Well, because, yeah, we don't know what. We don't know.
Say
wrong.
Your feelings. Let's forget about the
wrong.
Whole,
like... It's like the whole Houston thing.
But you know,
like,
what, though? It must be frustrating, like, to Carol that Bethany is just straight up lying.
No, yeah, I agree. And I think that's why Bethany's all frazzled, because Carol called her on that lie in
front
of everybody.
She just keeps backpedaling.
Yeah.
And Bethany gets extremely frazzled because Carol lends that she doesn't care about a lot of things, or she's totally okay, or she's, you know, putting things in perspective. But her actions don't actually say that, and I don't want to call Carol passive-aggressive in any type of way, but there's this weird thing. When I said off a second ago, that's what I think I meant. She's saying everything so, you know, it's beautifully articulated, but her actions are saying, as the conversation goes, but you didn't support me in the marathon, and you didn't do this, and you didn't do that. So she has, like, an arsenal of things that bothered her, but yet she's telling Bethany, it is okay, and this is what you did. And because Bethany is losing in the game of, you know, who said,
words.
She said,
yeah.
it makes Bethany really look unfavorable. But I don't know that Carol was 100% right. I felt sad. I felt like, yeah, like you say, like a parent arguing, what could you do as a child? Yeah.
I kind of agree with that because, you know, when they were talking upstairs, Carol would be like, it's fine, you know, I love you, blah, 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 because Bethany was all frazzled and she was blaming it on the charity, which I thought was, like, I understand that you were lost in the charity, but that's not what you're fighting about. You're fighting about the fact that you're making an issue about the facts in the beginning. Like, why can't you just say, yeah, I contacted Adam or whatever, instead of Carol having to throw it in your face, mm-hmm. and you're like, well, I technically didn't email him, or I technically didn't. It doesn't matter. You sent a smoke signal or whatever you did. Your team sent something. What's the issue here?
Yeah.
They need to just spit out what the issue is.
And I'm hoping that comes next week, but it seems so pointless. Like, at this point, it just seems like they're running.
And how about when you spit out something that does offend you, but it doesn't necessarily land well? So I know a second ago, Chelsea, you had said, oh, it seems really petty that Bethany feels jealous. Okay, that is true, and it is probably petty. But if that's Bethany's, like, feeling, I personally think she has the right to say, you know what, you've been spending a lot of time with Tinsley, you weren't really there for me when I was, you know, going through this thing with Puerto Rico, and it was a lot of pressure on me. I do think you're chasing this youthful image. Like, what are we mad at? Are we mad at what they're saying, like what the attack is, or are we mad at them, you know, having a perspective? Because if I'm getting into an argument with a friend or an old friend, I don't think it's wrong for me to tell you everything that hurt me. Are we thinking that it's wrong?
I think everyone's just fucking over. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I didn't know we were allowed to curse on this podcast.
I did not mean to say that. It's usually
you broke the rules.
It's usually like, you know, when the housewives are fighting, they get all frazzled and they go just, and no, you know what it is? I feel like everyone's just over Bethany.
I think so too.
Everyone's over Bethany.
They kind of discuss that later.
And she's usually like the ringleader and everything is going the way, and everyone's just kind of like, she's just thrown off. And I feel like she feels alone on the island.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, we'll talk about this later, but even when Romano said to her, I think Tinsley's just tired. We were hanging out last night. You could see the wheels were turning in her head. She's like, Romona and her hanging out? Like, mm-hmm. Romona and Carol? Like, what is going on? So I feel like Bethany is going a little bit crazy. I feel like she is a little bit jealous. I feel like she is a little bit lonely. I don't know what's going on. Where is Steve in all of this?
I don't know, but I do feel bad for them that they missed out on all the fun downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
The
Carol,
party.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was a good thing with the girls. I want to say that, yeah, what you said makes sense. It was every year, I feel like, no matter who it was, no one wanted to go up against Bethany. And it's almost like going in year to year that when they could have an issue with Bethany, they were reserved because they didn't want to go up against the queen. So now that Bethany's like knocked off a little bit, they are all sort of, you know,
congregating
and almost using their grievances from years past to push back in, right?
Dorinda brings it up at the end. She's like, aren't we all tired of her? Like, almost like, why don't we all stand up for ourselves and get her? Get her, Jade. Get her.
And I guess maybe that's why, because when I watched the first episode, I was like, yeah, Team Carol, boo, boo, boo. Then when I watched the second and the third time, I was like, I don't know, like, I just felt like I changed my mind. I'm not saying I'm defending Bethany and for her actions, but I will say that it looked a little different as I rewatched the episode. Yeah.
Well, I watched it, honestly, three times, and I'm getting nowhere with it because, just like them, they were getting nowhere with it either. And I think I know why. Ambien and wine. Bethany wakes up terrorized. She doesn't know where she is. How hilarious was that? That was like a small part of the episode that you might have just glanced over because after all of the fighting and everything that was happening, the drunken mess throughout the night, they just do this little segue in the morning. Bethany wakes up in Luann and Sonia's room, and she wakes up terrified. There's a camera in her face. There's a huge fish on the wall, and she's waking up from an Ambien and wine coma. And she literally wakes up like...
And still, not racist, which is good. That was a dig. That was a dig on another situation. But yeah. And that's fun. I think you do need that. Like, when you go through a really bad situation, waking up with the group that you can still have a good time with is important. It rejuvenates your spirit, I think.
I think they're just like the funniest franchise. Like, all the women, just like, it's them and their pure self, but they're all just so funny naturally that it just is hilarious.
And like, I think it's the history. I've talked about how other franchises, like, the people don't even know each other and the turn up is so fast. And it's like, but you are arguing over a piece of paper. Whereas this, there's like actual deep issues.
Yeah.
And they're all alcoholics. And that's why Jill Zarin can't come back.
Right. And who doesn't love Sonia dancing? I think in that last scene, not only did we see the candles in Dorinda's face, but we saw Luann. Am I wrong? Luann's legs were completely in the air, well, both of them, and Ramona was like waving them down.
Oh yeah, at the party.
You just don't get.
No, that was great. But no, was it? Didn't Luann wake up with a fur coat on, or did she put that on?
Yeah,
to
like
drink the coffee.
Somebody was riding Luann at one point.
And then I loved how Sonia comes to Dorinda afterwards with the photos, like the proof that she didn't damage the room.
It got messy last night, and I didn't do any of it.
Yes, Sonia.
But that's what I love about them. They just get so messy. They get so drunk. Honestly, one of the best episodes so far of the season. It's getting better and better, and I'm really, really loving it. Everyone needs to just get on board. Like, y'all need to come. New York has always been the best, and I'm glad that we're here. So if you're listening to us on iTunes, thank you for that. We're giving give us a thumbs up. If you're watching us, thank you for joining us. We are going to have an announcement about our scheduling.
Oh.
So you might want to stay tuned to the end of the episode, because that's when we're going to reveal it. One quick thing before we leave the Berkshires.
The Berkshires.
I just want to say really quickly that I was thinking about what Richie Sky said last week, and I really think that Bethany is becoming Jill Zarin. And Jill Zarin can't come back right now because everyone is just super alcoholic. But now that Luann is on the sober train and looking amazing, maybe like Jill and her can hang out, because you know you need a sober person.
And I believe Jill Zarin was at Luann's show last night.
Yep.
So
we're going to talk about it. News and gossip.
Oh, excuse me. Excuse me.
So yeah, Bethany plans a holiday party to make it nice. We're leaving the Berkshires. Everyone's getting up and leaving, but not without showing the receipts first.
Love that.
All right, well, let's get into Bethany's party. The food looks amazing. I want sushi, even though I'm bloated. Carol shows up wearing glitter. I'm waiting for you.
Oh, what's up?
I'm waiting for you.
For what?
To segue.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, cool. I thought we were doing another thing. Anyways, you made that way more obvious than it needed to. What Leanne was trying to say was he was trying to step up his life. He was trying to get it together. No, listen.
We only talked about it beforehand. Step your pussy up, girl.
It doesn't matter. Pussy is fantastically stepped. But I'm telling you,
Lord,
if you want to learn and grow and get your life together, need to do is listen to Conversations with Maria Menounos. The reason we bring up Conversations with Maria Menounos is because she created AfterBuzz TV along with Kevin Undergaro. So on Sirius XM, which I have just listened to the last 2 week free trial, which is amazing because I've got to hear Amy Phillips' show, and Bevelations is amazing. And of course, Michelle Collins talks about the Housewives like each and every Thursday. It's brilliant. But if you don't have Sirius XM, you're kind of like, oh, how do I also listen to Maria without, you know, subscribing?
Yeah.
Well, we do a Friday free download. It's the podcast edition, same name, Conversations with Maria Menounos. Everything from finances to bloating issues they talk about. So go ahead and listen and download. Write a bunch of comments if you like them. Say the AfterBuzz crew from The Real Housewives of New York sent you over there. And that is all good. And it's all free. Back to you, Leon, and the smooth segue. You gonna leave me hanging? Why are you going to do that?
I can smell your tuna from here.
Oh, my gosh. Come on. Just get with the program.
Speaking of tuna, they had sushi at the party, and I really wanted some. And Carol shows up wearing no glitter. She didn't get the memo.
She was wearing, sequin
she
pants.
She was bright.
She was like, I already feel out of place, and I show up, and everyone's wearing glitter, and I'm not wearing glitter.
I thought they all looked fabulous. They all looked well-dressed for this event.
Bethany was, like, overcompensating. She's like, oh, my God, you look incredible.
I know.
And she's like, I just woke up.
Carol has the most laid-back style, for sure. But she looked cute. I like her.
Young and laid-back, yes.
Oh, God. Have you guys ever been to a white elephant party?
Yes.
Yeah.
You not like them?
They get, like, violent where I come from.
Oh,
like,
really?
People are like, don't you dare steal that from me.
Agreed. This one was very
calm.
No,
traded, right?
Yeah, I've been to ones like you where everyone's jumping over, and I was a little worried because these women have issues with each other.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
I've gotten gifts taken away from me, and I don't get angry. I get really sad.
Oh, and then they give it back to you because they feel bad?
No one gives it back.
Oh, jeez.
This is so cold-hearted.
That's... Bethany did say in the beginning, like, this is a part where we all F each other over for gifts.
No one did it.
And they did it with regifts. So I'd want the skincare line because...
That one was nice.
It's Fresh, which is like an amazing company. I actually have their moisturizer on now.
Who was the first gift? The first gift was... Oh, I also liked the one that Sonia got. The poncho? Yeah, poncho.
And it looked good for her. It looked like her kind of thing.
I liked that.
It did.
Someone got a really good to start it off, but I can't remember what it was.
The panty set?
Carol. No, I don't want that. I can't remember. But there were two things I would have switched for. And one of them was the kimono. I liked Luann not really understanding what the brush cleanser was, too, for her gift. That was funny. Do you guys not know what that is either?
Which one?
Luann.
What was that exactly?
Okay, so I'm pretty
sure... She kept saying cleaner.
Yeah, well, it's like a product that cleans your makeup brushes, I think, is what she got. And so that's why she kept calling it a clean... Yeah. That's what I think it was.
She's such a good sport. Like, honestly, people People do stuff to Luann all the time, and she's such a good sport.
I would have traded that.
She's even sick, and she's like, I'm showing up, and I'm giving everybody air kisses. Everybody's in great shape this morning. That was my favorite part. Everyone's just sitting around talking about gifts. Ramona says, I'm going to give back my skincare line because I have a new skincare line coming out myself. And Bethany's like, oh, God, here, not without an infomercial. And... I honestly thought it was a joke. It's like a very Bethany thing to say.
But, sorry.
No. Please.
If Ramona would have said that to Bethany, she would have been pissed off.
True. Like, but I think... Go ahead.
I just don't get it. Like, I don't get why she's so out for Ramona right now.
I think everyone's
like,
just sick of Bethany.
Well, it's just, she apologized a while ago. She really doesn't mean... I don't think she means harm to her. So I don't get why are you just so nasty, like for no reason. Like it just
I totally get that.
Yeah.
Like here's where I have a hard time with it. So when Bethany does the show over and over, she's a fan favorite. She's a sensation, not just in Housewives history, but reality TV and business. And because she's that person who makes those quick comments like, oh, great, we get an infomercial from you, and is extremely dry and sarcastic, we have rewarded her for all these years.
It's true.
I find it challenging, and I've seen this kind of thing with, like, Stassi on Vanderpump Rules. She's the breakout star of the earlier season, and then the second, seasons that go by, people don't allow, they kind of, like, put a restriction on her. What I'm saying is, you can't have a season 2, 3, 4 of Vanderpump Rules without Stassi being so amazing and maybe rude on season 1. You can't have 10 seasons of The Housewives without Bethany being that sarcastic lady and then also criticize it and say, oh, she's not being fair to Ramona. I'm not saying that's what you're saying.
But then she has no right to get upset with Ramona when she says her house isn't in the right location in the Hamptons. Like, if she can't take it, then she can't dig it back.
Yeah, but no, like, but she could take it. They're all opinions. Like, if somebody says something to you, you're allowed to either brush it off
or... Bethany can't take it. She kept walking away.
Yeah, she was angry about it. So it's like, if you're going to be upset about comments like that, then you need to keep in mind the comments that you say to people.
Well,
she
it's right.
And it is Ramona. She constantly takes digs at Ramona. So it's not just, like, a one-off thing. Like, she doesn't like her, and it's, like, she makes it known, you know? Yeah. Like, Ramona knows it, and everyone in the room knows it.
Yeah,
so it's
I feel like this whole season has been about... giving Bethany a taste of what she's been giving us for 10 seasons. Like, that sarcastic, you know, like, undertone. You know, it's stuff that we're all thinking. It's honesty, so we like it. But you know what? Sometimes it gets old when someone calls you out all the time. Because, you know, sometimes you don't want to be called out.
Yeah.
Especially, like, sometimes you're out with that person and you are with new people. And you're like, you know what? I really hope she doesn't call me out. Like, I just met these people. Or you're at a dinner. You know what I mean? I feel like Bethany has done that to Ramona several times. She's called her an a-hole in front of a lot of people before. Yeah. And Ramona has definitely been one. She's a horrible person sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she could. I'm not defending her at all. No, I'm not.
But I just feel like Ramona could have had like a little bit of a moment there. But...
Oh, she saved it for later.
I just feel like... Yeah, it was a very Bethany thing to say, so I wasn't really... taking it that deep, but I understand where the girls are coming from because they just seem like they're collectively over it.
Yeah, and I don't know who it was. I think it was maybe Dorinda that mentioned, you know, Bethany always talks about her career endeavors and we support her in everything. So if Ramona brings up her skincare line, why are you going to take a jab at her?
And I also think talking about business is a really unfair thing. And I think I did say this when Bethany and... Oh my God, why am I forgetting?
She has to be the only one that has to be successful.
Yeah, well, that's what it's, it comes.
That's not
that's
right.
What, that's what it comes off.
Let
as.
Other people have their
moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She has to be the only successful one.
Yeah.
Call me when you're successful.
Yeah. But what I'm saying.
Why don't you go to the meeting with me and give me some tips since you're my friend, right?
Yeah. No, she.
I'm having
she
a skincare meeting. Why don't you come and like help me out and be a part of it instead of going to investigate and like you know exploit Sonia for the fraud that she was like trying to like you know what I mean? So I don't know. I feel like I'm joining the girls with like the Bethany thing.
Oh, the takedown of Bethany Frankel.
Honestly. So let's do our Twitter Sphere segment.
Yay.
Birds, please. Because we want to talk about what you guys are saying out there.
Oh, we're in a tropical.
We're in Twitter land. The tweets are good. Did you hear the tweets? Do you hear the tweets?
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Liam, do you want to start this off?
Yeah, so I want to shout out Kate Chastain from Below Deck Bravo.
Hey.
And we do an after show for Below Deck, and I just saw that one of the bosuns for this season was on it, so make sure to check that out. Shout out to them. I don't know who's on it, but cool. Kate Chastain tweeted, "Oh my God, Real Housewives of New York is so savage this season, and I am loving it."
So savage.
I love when other Bravo celebrities comment on what's happening with the franchises. Because Bravo's one big family, and we're a family here at AfterBuzz, and you know we hope to just make AfterBuzz and Bravo babies with everybody.
Mm-hmm. Spread the seed, baby.
I just want to pollinate everybody.
The boys in heat.
okay, so then we have at O Chadwick saying, "Be honest, how much would you pay to spend a night with the housewives in the Berkshires?" A lot.
That's definitely a really good tweet.
I would pay a lot, actually.
I really would.
Especially that, like, even Bethany said, "I'm 4 for 4. Like, she went into this episode saying,
for
it's going to be just a chill time. It's basically saying guaranteed Berkshires, it's the go-to.
Berserkshires. We get arguing, we get drama, we get drunkenness.
The ghosts
we get
of Christmas past.
Great spreads in the morning. Like, yes, please.
Yeah.
A lot.
There's a coffee station. A you got to go downstairs and get it yourself, though. It's not an inn.
Yeah. Help yourself. Help exactly.
You help just, yourself. I made it nice for everybody.
I love the way Dorinda is the one who says, "You are all grown women now. Act like it." It's like, Dorinda, you had your moments.
Okay.
We've got a lot of other moments to talk about. Of course, Luann and the you know the incident. But that's coming up later. Let's do another Twitter shout out. This is from Real Housewife GIFs. Not an extremely popular opinion, but let's read it. Is it just me or is Bethany jumping around? I'm sorry. Is it just me or is Bethany jumping around in excitement over the Nutcracker and telling Dorinda she saved Christmas a thank you in itself? Hashtag Real Housewives of New York. I could see a lot of that. I could see a lot of it, but I think it goes to Leanne's point earlier, which is like, they are waiting for her to fail. So if she doesn't do it correctly, like the way you're supposed to thank somebody, they're ready to say,
"Well,
Bethany, you're supposed to say..." You know what I'm saying? They're like watching
her. She basically
her.
Gave that guy a blowjob and she high-fived Dorinda.
Yeah, a part of me was thinking like, okay, wait, so was it Dorinda's responsibility? Or it was
at least
Dorinda
say
did
her
it
name.
Or the guy did? Well, who,
true,
who's
and
responsible
I also,
for
and
this?
And you know what
like, I couldn't
I,
tell.
And, say my name, say
only
my
cause
name.
I'm, only because I'm trying to defend Bethany because I'm trying to understand her because like this is a hard episode, so I'm trying to
she's
think.
She's just crazy.
No, and I get it. I'm just trying to think, devil's advocate. Maybe it was something we didn't see in the edit where Dorinda was like, "Oh, I'll do this for you. I'll do this for you. I'll do this for you. I'll do this
well,
for you."
Well, Dorinda did say that. The previous episode, she said, "I'm going to make a call."
Okay, no, no. Well, you're not hearing me. You're not hearing me. Because I'm only trying to defend Bethany,
look,
so we're
Bethany's
fair.
Bethany's crazy.
So we're going to leave it at that?
Yeah,
fine. We're going to leave it at
next.
That.
We're moving on.
We're going to save it for the comments. Okay, we're not going to do Danny Pellegrino. Let's move on to the next one, which is Dave Quinn. Dave Quinn is going to be. What's wrong?
You that was good? Hilarious.
What is wrong with you today? Okay, Dave Quinn, no disrespect to the other Housewives franchise, but Real Housewives of New York knows how to throw down. Let the drama... What? Oh, my gosh. Knows how to throw down. Let the drama go and have fun. Luann, a loser, would have been a 15-episode arc on any other show. This was forgotten about by the next morning. Astonishing.
It's so true. No words have ever been spoken that are more true.
That's true.
On Beverly Hills, this would have been out of control!
It would have been, let's talk about that. And then we talked about that. Now let's go talk
can you believe
about
she
it.
She called me a loser. She destroyed my character. She came after me after everything that I've done for her. Oh, it would have been
out
of control.
Leanne watched, and I don't know if you did. You guys both watched Beverly Hills this year. I didn't watch Beverly Hills this year.
It was so
and
boring.
And so from what I'm understanding, and maybe the comments could correct us, this exact commentary was better than the whole season. We're going to do two other things in the Twitter sphere here. This is Ronnie Jr., that's me, who never, ever really tweets or Instagrams or any of that kind of stuff. But I was watching The View,
Love it.
It wasn't one of those things where I saw on Instagram and then went to go watch the episode. I was watching Andy Cohen do the interview, and while he was doing the interview, they said, what are you going to do for your birthday? And Luann sings the Marilyn Monroe, Happy Birthday.
Amazing.
Andy. So I'm like shocked and da-da-da-da. And like I said, I'm not the type that like goes to Instagram, but I said in my heart, I was like, that surprise was glorious. So I went ahead and threw it on Luann's page. Go to the next page.
Oh, she liked your comment.
Brie, go to the next one. And so at the bottom of that image there, this is for the iTunes, if you guys can't see. She wrote love, so she loved Ronnie, which is, feeling is mutual. And then she went above and beyond, and she went on my page, and she wrote Countess Luann. She threw a little like on one of my photos.
Now I'm jealous.
So Luann and Ronnie are having a baby.
Especially since I begged Luann all week long while she was in L.A. to come to AfterBuzz TV after all that, Luann.
Yeah, so that was my day yesterday where I look at the feed, ooh, and then 10 minutes later, ooh, and then 4 hours later, ooh.
She loves you.
That's some good oohs. Good oohs.
It
kind of
made me feel good, you guys.
She loves you.
We're going to move on because we have a lot to talk about still before we get into our news and gossip segment. There was a blood drive and no one donated any blood.
Why were they so glamorous?
You know what, though? I would have said the same thing. I'm terrified of needles. I would have been like, I went to Mexico last week.
I don't understand the whole blood drive thing.
Oh yeah, they were all dressed up to the nines they knew they weren't going to donate blood. They were like, I'm not doing that.
Sonia thinks her life mission is just to be cute and dance like that. She does not. She whatever the cause is, as long as she can be cute and sit on someone's lap, that
and
is.
She gets famished so quickly.
I'm pretty sure I would have been annoyed with her if she, I was giving blood and she was just yapping away. You would have loved it.
No, I would have been so pissed. I would have been like, why don't you go get me a cookie?
Yeah,
and
stop it was low key disrespectful. Saying you need a cookie, like. I was just like, why are you doing this? Yeah, go away. It was away.
Did we like the way Bethany's assistant went in there? And
Oh my God.
The only reason I had a problem is it just felt really weird to me.
Yeah, it did.
Luann's like, oh, it's just so crazy that I can't donate. Just come back from Mexico. This girl's coming towards us. She's Bethany's. Hi, I'm with Skinny Girl Inc. I'm like, I can't. This is crazy.
No,
and she's like,
awkward.
Can you introduce me to the girl? Because just like Bethany, I want to make sure that the cash goes in that person's
hand. And it wasn't a knock on the assistant. I think the assistant is great. It was just a knock on like the Bethany beast. That's
it's just
too
Bethany.
Much. And that's why these girls are getting tired of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just thought like it was, they didn't offer her anything like a cookie or I don't know. Like it's just like, okay, here it is. And then bye. And then she was gone. So it just felt like very like strange.
Well, Dorinda wanted a shout out. She couldn't get that. She goes, I just wanted a shout out. A little shout out.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it. There just seems like they're just collectively over.
Well, and Dorinda made the point. She was like, I feel like she always gangs up on it. Or she said something to that effect, and it made me think of you, to where it's like, Bethany is always the big dog, and I think they're finally coming to terms with, we've always been letting this big dog bully us. Like, exactly. We shouldn't anymore.
You guys, and I don't want to break that fourth wall, so to speak, but it does go in the idea of you do these shows and production and the network. Everyone's pushing for Bethany all those years. There's a lot of times you yourself have been in this show with her, and you've had to play second fiddle, third fiddle, because Bethany was the powerhouse.
Yeah.
The first chance you get where things become a little even and equal, you're going to take it.
And Ramona did. And Ramona did. She's not only that she's saying she's constipated, but she moves on into the street where she calls, where Bethany calls her, and they're like, oh, you want to get into this? I don't even know what Bethany was saying. Like, I don't even understand the point of the phone call.
I think Bethany was upset.
You prey on other women.
Yeah, that. So, well, it was actually Sonia's fault, but I think she was upset that Sonia told Carol
that Bethany thinks she's sad.
So it was actually Sonia's fault, but I'm sure Sonia went to Bethany and said, Ramona was talking to Carol about it, and she thinks, like, you're sad and whatever. So I think Sonia kind of pushed it more so on Ramona than on herself, because she was the one that kind of started
the whole
thing.
I love the girls.
Yeah.
They're just playing this orchestra. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
So that's what I think Bethany was upset about, was the fact that Ramona was talking to Carol about Bethany saying Carol's
a sad person. Well, and it sounded like what she wanted to say, too, was it seems like you're getting a high off mm-hmm. us being, and you're yeah. stirring the pot.
And we are. And so what? Move on.
And I gotta say, like, I had to watch that scene a bunch and like wonder. It just didn't seem like Ramona had the gall to just keep going, and she did, and it was shot really beautifully. Like, it was quite
and
the
she
weird
knew the camera
episode.
Was there. She knew it was there.
Wind in her hair.
She even put it up to her ear, and it was on speakerphone. I'm like, and you're going off.
I mean, the poor puppy was in the middle of the street.
I know. I did feel bad for the dog.
She was so distracted. The dog was like literally 2 feet in the road. When in New York, that is dangerous.
Yeah. I feel like we were all clutching, like, oh, yay, Ramona. But then also, like, worried about the dog.
Yeah, no, okay, what is with the animals of New York City? Can you guys just remind yourselves, your parents of dogs?
Yeah. I did love, though. I was really all there for Ramona.
You're just not a girl's girl. You just don't support other women. And I'm hanging
I mean,
up
I felt
now.
Like Ramona was going to turn into a superhero. Like, it was the weirdest thing I'd ever seen.
It was pretty glorious.
There was, like, seven different camera angles.
She's
like,
had her moments before. And Ramona sometimes has these moments of clarity. And she's, like, a sharpshooter, too. And when she sees an opportunity for Bethany, she just comes for it. If we were on Bravo right now, the bridge montage would play. You have Jason right now. You probably won't have soon. You'll probably screw that up soon.
No.
You don't have any friends, Bethany.
Oh, yeah. Good reminder.
Ramona.
You are the flashback.
Okay. Yes, I am. Ramona can just cut you deep.
Leon, flashback.
And with that, we move on to the best part of the episode. Luann Palm Beach getting arrested. The footage is my jaw was on the floor, dropped. I couldn't believe what I was watching. She told the police officer, "I'm going to kill you." Which, in retrospect, like, come on. Like, you're putting her in the car when you're drunk. She's clearly not going to kill you.
I mean, you can't say that.
I was going to say, but you also can't say that. That's
say
actually
that to a cop. Like, I mean,
that's actually very.
With all due respect, I think she got off pretty easily.
I've told so many people that I was going to kill them while intoxicated.
I mean, yeah, but not a police officer.
Yeah, I will have to side with you on
this. She definitely I do want to say I love the foreshadowing, like her with her realtor. Like, oh yeah, 2018 is going to be
they're
so
messed
great.
Up.
I thought here's they wanted
chapter.
Our emotions to go like this.
Hours later,
in my heart, I was like, "We're going to Argentina."
Oh my god, it was so
I loved
good.
The apartment. I loved the orchid. I could smell the orchid.
It was amazing. And then we get the 48 hours.
I'm
going
to hog tie you if you don't behave. I was like, "Oh my god, promise."
And then I loved how she also slipped her hands out of the handcuffs.
It was so incredible.
I was like, you were a master.
Well, and I was listening. I can't remember what podcast I was listening to, but people were talking about this. And, oh, it's probably the Michelle Collins show, obviously. But they were saying how even though we've all seen this footage already, it's so great how this show has taken us on a roller coaster that we sort of forgot about it. Or it hit us even as if we barely saw it for the first time.
I was actually, when I first saw the footage, I was like, I wonder if they're going to use this in the show. Like, I wasn't sure if that was something that they would do.
And you know they did.
And how challenging is it to get that footage?
Also. It's public
record. It's public record. It's all over social media. When
especially when you go in front of the judge. Like, it's all public record. I love when he said, Luann, get a lawyer. These are serious charges. Let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, news and gossip. What do we have, guys?
Well, do you want to talk about news?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Okay, well, the big news that we have. The big news is that, number one, we are moving our after show to Wednesdays. It's going to come on the same night that we have Real Housewives of New York City.
Yes,
which was two ideas that we're trying to go through. By the fan shout-outs, because they said, it's a little challenging to have to wait, because, you know, once the show airs, we want to talk about it. The other thing that they are talking about in the chat was, you guys should stop down and do a full episode with Luann, which we are trying to make happen, and if you want to contribute to that, of course, tweet her.
Please tweet her. The other news is, I will be in New York myself next week, so Ronnie will be hosting, or maybe Chelsea, I don't know, maybe we'll rock, paper, scissors for it.
We'll try to bring special guests to make up for the loss of Luann.
But there's
you're
nothing
very
to
sweet.
Make up for it.
Yeah, there's only one housewife aficionado,
that
is him.
That's true.
So modest.
He's like, I am the king.
Well, maybe I'll bring you guys a treat. Maybe a picture in front of Sonia's townhouse.
Why don't you do that? I need you to take some photos, and we're going to have those photos shown on our show next week. Can we do...
We're definitely going to.
Shout-outs real quick?
Let's do some shout-outs. Our fan shout-outs. Thank you guys for watching. Ronnie's going to shout you out with a little music.
We have music to run as an instrumental.
Because we love you guys.
Yeah, to kind of get you in the mood. Anyways, here's our social media shout-outs as far as the chat and iTunes and YouTube. We have Mia Carson. We are family. Okay. Boxer Mom 0214. Miss Cat's Life. Adric Veronica 2. Charlie in Charge says, do a separate interview with Luann. Charlie in Charge. I just talked about that, and we're working on that. Talking to the Bravo people as we speak. Terry Hatchett, 1211. Celestial View says, Sonia is the poster child for narcissism. Mm-hmm. All right, as we're in our little shout-outs, we are all family with Luna T. We have Waffle Z Poonu. Ooh, sounds kind of nasty. We have Cohesive Beauty. Blazer Amanda. We have Michelle Mybell, who laughed at your comment last week about having double sex 24-hour downtime. They thought that was very funny. We have Sylvius. Don't typically watch, but found this show really entertaining. So shout out to loving the after show even more than you like the regular show. So you are part of our family. We are family here. Gina Marie, Deborah Rose, Helvita, who watches quite a bit. Steph Zone says it's inexcusable for Sonia to give away her fur babies, which was another.
Exactly.
What were your thoughts on the fur babies last week?
I could never give away my dog.
Yeah. I tried to rationalize with it because I felt like if you're not ready, just get rid of them because I don't want you to be a bad mother.
No, but you should not own a pet if you're going to get rid of it.
Any more shout outs, Ronnie?
Real quick, Fusion Love Stories. It's funny that Adam could take off work to go on vacations, live a lavish life with Carol Tinsley and Scott, but not to take off work for charity. So that's actually throwing it back at Adam. Interesting perspective there. Audrey O, Tabitha Roadhouse, Spencer Whitelow, Teresa Marquette, Karen Rodriguez, and Vibrant 999. We are all family.
Yes, guys. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure to give us a thumbs up. We'll be back on Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday after. It's going to be great. You guys are going to watch the show and then watch us. It's going to be fantastic. You're going to get so much Real Housewives. You're just going to go insane. Your head's going to explode. So thank you for watching. We'll be back next Wednesday. A thank you goes a long way. So make sure to shout out your friends and say thank you when they get you nutcrackers, okay? Happy holidays. Thank you for watching. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Bye after buzzer.
Bye.
I can't read that. What is
that? Oh, do you want to do your handle?
Oh, guys. Obviously, follow me on Twitter at Hollywood Leon. Please follow me on Instagram because I'm crazy, and you can see my New York shenanigans. My Insta story is going to be out of control. Make sure to watch me and follow the panel.
Yes, very good. Shout out to Bree, our engineer, who kept us in line. This episode was all over the place because this was the best episode of the season so far. Thank you for watching. Randomly RJ for my shenanigans and me talking to Luann online. Oh.
Oh, stop it. Stop bragging.
Oh, oh.
All right, guys. Chelsea Stark Jones. You can find me at ChelseaStarkJones.com and on Instagram at C_S Jones for everything fun that I'm doing in life.
Oh, oh. And tweet me. Let me know if you like my Clueless shirt.
Thanks, Bree, engineer, AfterBuzz. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.